world have we not been such as we have? We have grace in this ministry. You don't believe it? We have grace. Grace in this ministry. Praise the Lord. Prophet Benjamin was also saying something that I learned something from it. Listen very well. Let's be very, very sensitive in the things of the spirit. You are passing, and then you saw these people who sell frames. Correct? Then what did you ask? You saw the one they wrote grace?
Grace, yes, sir.
And then the one they wrote what?
Don't give up.
Move forward.
There is a grace and don't give up.
There's the one they wrote grace.
Yes, sir.
Then that's the one you saw.
I said,
bring that frame. You want to go and hang it somewhere, grace.
Yes, sir.
Then, instead of giving you grace, he gave you the one they wrote, don't give up.
Yes, sir.
Now, if it were me, I would see that as God talking to me. Something may be on the way coming. And that is a prophetic word for you. But it's okay, you are a man of violent faith. You are asking God for grace. He's giving you, don't give up. That means he's telling you, wahala day. For it is written, all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer what? Persecution. And the word of the Lord to you is, when the persecution comes, don't give up. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Four people around you, don't give up. Four people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A little exhortation before we close. And this, I believe, maybe timely for somebody, whoever it is. It's just an exhortation. Only an exhortation that may help somebody. In Psalm 103 verse 7, the psalmist made this statement.
He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
Again.
He made known his ways unto Moses.
Moses knew the ways of God. And my name is Moses.
I hear you, sir.
By God's grace, I know much of his ways. No human being can finish knowing him. But I know enough to give you this exhortation. Amen. Because there are people that come to church, all they see is his actions. But how those actions come about, they don't know how it come about, and then they do not know how to walk with God and, you know, suffer a lot of frustration because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge. There is a way God will, you know, one of the ways that God will make us know who he is. He has many ways, many, many ways, many, many ways. He knows the way to do, to humble a Christian, any man, to humble any human being. He says, all power in heaven and on earth belong to him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Then a man, Nebuchadnezzar, thought that the kingdom he had on earth here belonged to him. Believed that it was the works of his hand, that is the strength that has given him all this strength. Nebuchadnezzar, power over life and death, he had it. And when he sat down, he was talking, see what I have achieved with my hand. God proved to him that you don't know that all power belongs to me. I am the one that give it to you. Let me take it to you, from you, and sent him to the bush. 7 years, eating grass. He was eating salad. Praise the Lord. By the time he came back to himself, Then he proclaimed, there is no other God, no other being. He became humbled. If there is any human being that suffered, it's the story of Job. Suffered serious setback. He complained here. If you read the whole book of Job, you will see up and down, up and down. Small time he has faith, small time he don't get faith again. Because even Jesus, he got to a point where he had to say, Father, if it's possible, take this cup away from me. But he knew that is his purpose. It is a frustration you go through that you begin to doubt whether this God exists. It will take extra knowledge of who he is and how he works for you to still continue working with him. By the time that God finished revealing his ways to Job, in Job chapter 42, he said this in verse 5.
I have heard of thee by the hearing
now
of
the ear. Now here, I hear, oh, there are some of us, now read, we just read.
But now my eye seeth thee.
Okay. Oh.
Wait,
now only verse 5. I have heard of thee with my ear. Now here, I hear. But after what I have gone through now, I have seen you. Now my eye don't see you now, Koro Koro. Did he appear as a being before him? No. He has seen him now through his actions. Praise the Lord. And so many Christians undergo certain situations and we don't know why we go through such situations. And one of the reasons is we look at only one side of the mystery of redemption. We look at the blessings we receive. And that is true. A lot of blessings, breakthrough, prosperity, divine health, divine favor, divine upliftment. He fights battle for us, victories everywhere, overcoming power. When you are in Christ, we remain untouchable. But he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But why are you there now and you are still going through serious wahala? Is it possible? Now, somebody will tell you, like they told Job, it's because of your secret sin. But you know that you are not committing any sin. You know that you don't deserve it. You know you have done your best. It is that person that I want to address today. Praise the Lord. It is that person that I want to tell you something that should comfort you. But the truth about it is, whether you listen or you don't listen, listen very well. The Bible says we are called according to his purpose. He is the potter, we are the clay. We are created for his pleasure. He called us to fulfill a purpose. And I like to stress this always, that your life on earth is defined by the purpose of God for you. No, you didn't hear me. No, you didn't hear me. You have said this before. I repeat again today. Your life on earth, from the day you were born till today, that you are hearing me now, until the day you will die, is defined, shaped by the purpose why God created you. As a Christian now, your life is also to fulfill your call to Christ for salvation. After you are saved, then there is a purpose why he saved you. There is a work that you will join him to do. Every believer is a partner with God in the process of redemption. You're not understanding me. Every believer, every Christian Apostle Paul said we are laborers and co-laborers. In Revelation, in Matthew chapter 20, he called laborers. He again said that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So there is the harvest, but he needs laborers to join him for the harvest. Every believer, therefore, is a servant. We are called to serve. Amen. And there are various means, ways, ministries. He said, we, everyone, we are a joint in the body of Christ, supplying something into that body. Every believer, you have your ministry, and there are different ministries. There is the ministry of the fivefold. There is the ministry of the body gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the 9 spiritual gifts. Amen. It's given to us in Luke chapter 19, parable of the talents. They are gifts. He gave some 3, some 1, some 5, 10. And he said, occupy till I come. But there is this unique ministry that some people are called into. I didn't say all. I said some. Because he gave some prophet, some pastor, some apostle, some, not all. That is why I am a pastor. Prophet Benjamin is a prophet. Prophet Benjamin, what you see, I don't see. But what I see, you don't see too. For instance, I saw what they show you in the bus stop. Don't give up. I knew the meaning. You didn't know the meaning. Because I'm a pastor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You didn't see the one we are noticing. So everybody cannot have the same gift. That's why we say these Pentecostals that say everybody must speak in tongue is a lie. There is some scriptural. Even the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 condemn it. Praise the Lord. But there is a particular ministry, and it's a very, very special ministry that God has given you. It is usually a personal ministry, but that ministry can only be effective when you are properly trained. When you are properly established in that area of the call. Amen. And when you are going through the process of training you to position you for that ministry, it becomes a mystery. I mean, misery. You become very, very, very... It's very frustrating. You become miserable. Sometimes you are so confused, you almost want to have anxiety out of confusion. And you cannot explain what you are going through. And God will never tell you that you are going through this because I am going to give you a ministry. And so I tattoo this exhortation. Your mystery, your misery becomes your ministry. Your misery, the thing that is making you to be miserable, misery becomes your ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why Apostle Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 4, it is that person that he was addressing from verse 12.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you.
It is not strange. But do what?
But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy.
And so when he said, don't think it is strange, it is not strange because you are not the first to go through it. It is part of the story of salvation, the agenda for salvation. Before anybody can be effective in any service, you have to be trained. Yes, you have to be trained. And this time is the service of the Lord. So it is God that trains you by himself. God does not use half-baked people, ministers. No. No. He trains you. He equips you for what he has called you for. And always know that even before promotion to the next level, there is examination in well-established places. Before you are promoted, you will have promotion exams. In the civil service, there's promotion exams. Some pass, some fail. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's only politicians that don't undertake training or examination. From nowhere, you become minister. Engineer is minister for sports. So they will reach Egypt and they will come back. Your team, you took your team to go and play in Egypt. They locked them up there for 15 hours. Libya. So they have to come back because their leader will be footballer. Maybe. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God doesn't work like that too. He has a principle in Galatians chapter 4. Listen to the way Apostle Paul put it there. You can learn the lesson from there, from verse 1 and 2.
Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant.
Yes, but you cannot be given authority yet. Verse 2.
Though he be Lord of all, yes, but he's under tutors.
You
and
must
governors.
Be under teachers. You must be under supervisors. That is the governors.
Until the time appointed.
Until the time appointed is the time that you pass. The time that you are considered fit to now take up responsibility. There must be training. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the special ministry that God gives, that many of us have been ordained into, that God will prepare us for. Before you enter that ministry, God will prepare you for it. Is the ministry, the counseling ministry. The counseling ministry. It is for the edification of the body of Christ. Edification. There are people that will face problems in various areas of life. They will need people who specialize, who can talk to them, who can counsel them to find solution, or at least to find peace and have a way out of it. It's the ministry that brings comfort to the people. Praise the Lord. It's a counseling. Before you can become a counselor, you are a counselor in a specific area. You must have an experience in that area. You must have an experience in that area before you can counsel somebody. Just imagine, even common sense tells you, somebody who is not a businessman is going to counsel you, you want to go and start a business. Then you are meeting him for counseling. What will he tell you? Because he knows nothing about business. Amen. But when you meet a businessman that has experience, amen, when he counsels you, it will save you from a lot of trouble. I am a counselor because I'm a pastor. Before you can effectively be in the office of a pastor, you must, God will train you first. Amen. And when he's training you, you don't know he's training you unless God help you to hear someone like the one I'm telling you now. He's not obligated to tell you. You can't question him. You pray, he will just tell you, I have heard you. I have done it. It is settled. You meet the prophet will say, go, it is settled. God say, I should tell you, it is settled. 5 years. And so every year they hear it is settled. 6 years, it is settled. You will begin to change from prophet to prophet. You will hear the same thing because you will not change it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I know, in one way or the other, before I became a pastor, I have passed through different businesses. Different ones. Enough for me to know the intricacies of all those businesses. So when one young man came from Abuja with the documents that he has a business, how many billions or so? He came for prayers because they are now in a crucial stage. And I had the document. I was looking at the documents and I asked him 1, 2, 3 questions from what I saw. And from his answer, I said, I hope you have not spent any money. I said, it's a 419, nothing like that. He said, ah, I don't spend though. I say, forget about it. You don't go. When a brother here some years back brought one oil business to me, he was our dick in that time. He was so excited. He had document oil, waiting, all those there oil business that time. Immediately I looked at the document, I asked him a question. I say, it will not work. Based on your answer, it's 419. 2 months after, I said, how about that business you brought that time? He said, you spoiled it. I said, how did I spoil it? He said, don't you know that there is, where is the carry power? When you said it will not work, that is what spoiled the business. I said, yay, I need wisdom. So I had to sit him down and explain to him, bring those documents again. See it here. It's 419. Amen. A young man came from Enugu that he wants to export coal to Israel, a company in Israel. And this is it. And so he came for prayer. I said, wait, before we pray, sit down first. I asked him this question. You just pack Nigerian coal, they go. I said, they will finish you. Which specification did you agree? Where is the lab result? Did you send to them? And they say, yes, this is what we want. You will send it there. When it reached their port, they will say, oh, it didn't meet our specification. You have lost that money. Amen. So when I speak, I know what I'm talking about. I am married for 38 years. I can counsel married people. Amen. Last week, one brother brought his wife to my office. He said, "Daddy, the brother, they hear me now. The wife, they hear, said, they look me. Don't worry, I'm not going to call your name." And he said, "That daddy, I want you to conduct deliverance for my wife." I say, "Why will you be the one to tell me to conduct deliverance for her? Now, small picking she be. That means you are forcing her to be delivered. You are an autocratic husband. You are the one that, now you the rule your wife, anything you say to do. She's an adult, if she has problems, she will come to me. She's not a member of the church. She will come to me." Then I said, okay, what is the problem?" He said, "She disrespects me." And I told her, "If she disrespects you, for a woman to disrespect her husband, well, light a lie, it is the husband's fault. There must be something you are doing." I said, "There must be something you are doing when they make this woman disrespect you. Why did they disrespect your husband?" He said, "They beat me." I said, "For him to beat you, is he mad? There must be something where they do, where they beat you." Case settled. Examine yourselves before you. Well, it's all part of the experience. But before I reach this stage, 419, don't 419 me. That was my training. They don't chop my money. So I went through that so that when the time comes, I can save my brothers and my sisters. When they are coming, I say, "Hey, don't go that way. See what they will do for you." Praise the Lord. There's the latest one they are doing. Our press department, they are trying to educate you. But some of you, now don't get even a smartphone. You are not on. There is a meeting we have, a prayer meeting, because they don't say bright people, they like prayer. They enter one WhatsApp group, pick your number, then call you. They say there is a Zoom prayer meeting we have, 8 p.m. today. Are you not from bright? They say, "So we are sending the Zoom ID to you so that you use it to connect and then we do the prayer today." Then before you know what, they will send one number. You know, they send an OTP, they send for you. They will say, "Call the number. Let me be sure that it is the number you have received. If you repeat that number to them, your account, under 5 minutes, all your money is gone. They are resetting your account. 419. You will like prayer. Everywhere prayer. The one would they do here every time, not do you. Everywhere prayer." So you see now, I'm telling you now, if you, anybody, I think they call my number which day during the week and say they are from GTB, that somebody sent some money in pounds to but that we don't have a pound account. Do you have a pound account? Blah, blah, blah. The first, every call that come to me, "I don't know you, you are suspect." I say, "Which bank?" He say, "Okay, don't worry, I'll talk to my account officer over here. God bless you." Check. Simple. Then I copied the number, I gave it to the accountant. I say, "Go, but be careful like this. Be careful. If you be through, because we need money, pounds, not fit combo. But you are a suspect first." These are some of the experiences that people like me went through. I have also met with false brethren, false ministers, walking with you and stabbing you at the back. I have had experience with gifted people enough for me to call for ministers' conference. Amen. And counsel ministers so that they will not repeat the mistake I had. It was a process that I was going through so that I can be of help to others. Counseling is a serious ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then you'll understand Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4. Why you must undergo experience.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also.
You should glory in the difficulties you are going through also. Glory in it. Be happy in it. Don't get frustrated.
Knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
This is what you are going through will produce.
And patience, experience. And experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed.
Experience will give you hope. The best teacher is experience. The best teacher. We learn better from our experiences than any formal learning in any school. And so, God takes the counselors through various experiences. Now, we can look at this scripture, therefore, in this light that we're looking at it, and see another meaning to it. Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
But ye shall receive power.
Because, I say, when God calls you, he prepares you for what he has called you to do. He equips you. This is what this scripture is saying. But ye shall receive what?
Power.
You shall receive power.
After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Now, and then, what will happen?
And ye shall be witnesses unto me.
Now, so you can see, look at that scripture very well. Listen to what I'm going to read. But ye shall receive training after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Then you can go and be my witnesses.
I see.
Did anybody see it?
Yes, sir.
Did you see it?
Yes, sir.
What empowers you is the experience you have gone through. It's after the Holy Ghost come upon you, after you are called, after you receive eternal life, then you will receive power. It is after you receive that power that you can now go into your ministry. We look at this verse. You are not wrong. You just say, ooh, bah, hey, then. Vision start. Healing start. This one start. You will never be effective in that ministry until you have undergone some experiences before that gift can be useful. And many, for lack of that training, have made shipwreck of their faith with the grace that God has given us. You will jam some problems like that. And you will wonder, say, Abel, God call me now, God call me now. God call me now, God call me now. And his training is not in a classroom, it's practical. Practical. And that's why I'm very, very patient with the ministers in this church. We are here to help them because, you know, I cannot train any minister. It's God that trains them by himself. So when the training is going on, I only guide you so that the training will be effective. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, your training school is Holy Ghost school. Follow who no road. Now Holy Ghost no road. He will see you through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so when you're undergoing some problem and you are praying, you don't know what is happening. Why is my life like this? God will give you a dream. You always see yourself in a school. Sometimes you see yourself still with your former master where you were serving. You are still learning the trade. That is one way of telling you, you are undergoing Holy Ghost school. No prayer can stop it. No prayer can stop it. You will go through it. Because that is the purpose for your call. You shall receive training after you have received the Holy Ghost. Then at the end of the appointed time, at the end of the training, ye shall be my witnesses. The ministry will start. They say, I am called, I'm a pastor, Then you go and open shop. Hey, 2 years after, you are coming to tell me, Pastor, I don't understand, my ministry is not growing. Have you undergone Holy Ghost school for pastors? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ himself, so that you understand, before you can be a comforter, how can you comfort somebody? How can you comfort somebody when you yourself don't know what the person is going through? It's true now. In Hebrews chapter 2, then you understand this scripture now. From verse 14, listen very well, up to verse 18, listen very well.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also...
Verse 13, what does verse 13 say?
And again, I will put my trust in him.
Uh-huh.
And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me.
Okay, who are those children? You and I. Now, the next verse.
For as much then as the children are...
This is children, they are human beings, but he is a spirit. God is a spirit. But his children are flesh and blood. Start, read it again.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of this, saying...
The same flesh and blood?
That through death he might...
Go ahead.
That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Uh-huh.
For verily, he took not on him the nature of angels.
He didn't come as an angel.
But he took on him the seed of Abraham.
He came like a human being.
Wherefore in all things...
Now listen to verse 17 and verse 18.
Wherefore in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren.
What is the purpose?
That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliations for the sins of the people.
The reason...
For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted.
Oh, you are sitting in heaven there, Papa. You don't know what Satan is making us go through. You just put your law. He that disobey, hellfire straight, hellfire straight. This demon, do you think we can face him? The only way is a principle. For him to understand why his children are tossed to and fro, it's for him to come as a human being. And he now suffered as all other human beings suffer. Now that he has come, he knows what we go through. He can now effectively succor you, comfort you, because he knows what human beings are going through. That was his own training before he became the comforter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You must go through. If you are going to, Apostle Paul went through his own. I don't want to waste too much time. Apostle Paul went through his own. He had an eye infirmity. It was disturbing him. Why was it disturbing him? Because God was going to use him mightily. And being human beings, before you know what, you will claim to be the dispensational prophet. You begin to say you are Elijah. You begin to claim now you are this, you are that. You are the present Jesus. Ah, it's me you will follow. Amen. God had to humble him. Oh, glory be to God. Because even concerning Christ Jesus, Hebrews chapter 4, from verse 5. Listen to concerning Christ Jesus. And in this place again, if they shall enter
into my rest.
Yes.
Seeing therefore it remained as some must enter.
No, Hebrews chapter 12, sorry.
Hebrews chapter 12.
From verse 5.
And ye have forgotten the exhortation we speaketh unto you as unto children.
Yes.
My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth.
Go verse 7, listen.
If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons.
Yes.
For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not?
Go on.
But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons.
Go ahead, verse 9.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirit and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit.
Amen. No, that's not the scripture I'm looking for.
Verse 2 and 3. Verse 3.
Read that me here.
For consider him that endures such contradictions. Uh-huh.
No, there is a scripture that says he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. I'm trying to remember the scripture. Praise the Lord.
Chapter 5, verse 8.
Thank you.
Hebrews 5, 8.
It's chapter 5, okay, thank you.
Though he were a son.
That's the verse I'm looking for.
Yet learned he obedience.
Though he were, Jesus was a son, Abi. But he said, we sing a song. He said, this song that says, concerning all on earth I long. He said, serene and holy. Then he said, obedient, lowly, on earth I long to be like him. By grace forgiven and heir of heaven, on earth I long to be like him. Though a son. Let's read it again. Hebrew 5.
Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered.
He learned obedience by the things he went through. The next verse. That is why he qualified.
And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey.
Verse 10.
Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
That is what qualified him now to be an high priest, the mediator between God and man. Even Christ himself had to go through it to humble himself. Because in Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. See his position.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Who being in the form
you
of
see,
God.
Being in the form of God.
Thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
I mean, he was saying it now. I and my father are one. That's why they killed him.
Uh-huh. But made himself of no reputation.
Yet he made himself of no reputation at all.
And took upon him the form of a servant.
He took upon the form of a servant.
And was made in the likeness of men.
Uh-huh.
And being found in fashion as a man.
What did he do?
He humbled himself.
But this humility is not something that he decided though. He became humbled by the things he went through. And we are also of the same pathway. He became obedient. He became humbled. The only thing, of course, I have spoken about that before. I want to face these counselors. Because the only thing that will keep you humble before God, there are two things. The revelation of who he is, if you catch it, or the experience you go through with him. Me, I prefer revelation.
Revelation or illumination?
I prefer revelation. Don't let God handle Cain on you. There'll be nobody to save you. See what Israel have been going through. What did he call in chapter verse 25 of Joel chapter 2? Listen.
And I will restore to you the years.
He's talking to Israel. Uh-huh.
That the locust has eaten.
Who?
The cankerworm and the caterpillar.
Locust.
The cankerworm.
Cankerworm.
And the caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
And the palmerworm.
Palmerworm. Wait first. The first one, the locust, is who? Babylon. Cankerworm. Medo-Persia. Caterpillar. Greece. Grecian Empire. And the palmerworm. Roman Empire. What did he call them?
My great army, which I sent among you.
Okay. And one of the things that he uses to train us, he can use anything. He can use witch. He can use demon husband, demon wife. He can use sickness. He can use anything. Apostle Paul, it was sickness in his eye. Yes. It's not 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 7. This was the way Apostle Paul put it.
Unless I should be exalted above measure, yes, through the abundance of the revelations,
yes,
there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me.
It was given a thorn in the flesh. It's not Satan that gave him a... Go ahead.
Lest I should be exalted above measure. Verse 8. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice.
He went before the Lord three times. Don't say, don't he just did prayer. He must have gone to the mountain. Days of dry fasting, crying to God. Three different times.
That it might depart from me.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto me.
What did God say?
My grace is sufficient for thee.
Uh-huh.
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Uh-huh.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities.
What did he say again?
My grace.
My strength is made perfect in weakness. I wish I had time to explain this. So that you will know why God does not use people who are proud. If God is going to use you, he will shape you in a way that they will look. Okay, just imagine. Among these prophets, if not all of them, I go school personal. I get one of them when they blow one grammar last Friday like this. And they watch them and they laugh. I mean I think on Thursday. Thursday, he blow. I know one talk this, so I don't go know who they talk about. He blow the team. He go cook and throw away. Cook and throw away. All of you, Boboy cannot, you cannot, where Boboy? Boboy no go to school. You know, if I your own, you don't even go to school at all. I know. Everybody know. All of them, all the prophets, listen. Do you know that as far as man is concerned, that is a weakness? Somebody who cannot express himself is here. God did not come to me, we go to school. Did not go to you, we be PhD holder. There are PhD holders joining us now all around. Then this one, we no go to school. Sometimes he deliberately makes sure in your upbringing, you don't get education. To fulfill the purpose so that when they see you, they say, this is God. My strength is made perfect in weakness. But people who don't have this revelation, they want to be relevant. So they begin to acquire title upon title upon title. Reverend, Doctor, Professor, PhD, Prophet, Olumide. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many degrees do you have, Olumide?
I didn't even get my BSc. I didn't finish.
He was thrown out. He couldn't finish it. Do you know? Amen. So he's not even a graduate. That's what we're saying. The secondary school he get. So that when you stand there, you're tearing that scripture, people will not say it's because you went to school. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You better understand that. He will do it so that you will not be angry and say, I go school. Okay. Me, where go school? Me, I know scripture reach you.
You know more than me.
Praise the Lord. So, it depends on your area that God has called you. If God is going to call you to the ministry of counseling married people, he will not bring a man or a woman that has a peaceful marriage where they never quarrel since they no problem at all. The man mumu, the woman mumu, two mumu, they don't know where can they go. He will train you. You will have the worst marriage anybody can have. Crying every day. Try your best, it will not work. Do this one. You divorce. Carry another husband, another wife. It became worse. You have enough experience of the good and the bad. You will even make sure that the man that loved it, may your own maybe the man that loved you so much suddenly died. Then you are left in the hands of hostile in-laws. But me and my husband, we are paying our tithe, workers, when we are devoted Christians. Why should this happen to me? He will answer you with the scripture. All things work together for good to them that love God. You say you love God now, and to them who are called according to his purpose. If you are going to counsel women looking for fruit of the womb, you must have an experience what you went through in looking for fruit of the womb. And only women know what they go through. No, the man don't care. Only women know what they go through when looking for fruit of the womb. That will be the ministry of Elizabeth, Hannah, Sarah. God prepare them for it. When they tell you their story, they go, could I remember? When they come to me, they are crying years back. Pastor, they won't kill themselves. Pastor, I've never done. I said, how many years? Now, it's about 6 years. Then I go look at them. I said, my own daughter is 15. He said, no. Your own. I said, I'm telling you now. Me too. This is my own. The tear went there in eye before you go clean them. You will clean it. Then listen to me. I am the best position to counsel the person. Praise the Lord. It's true now. I am in the best position to tell you how God deals with his people. In November of 2005. Sorry, is it 2005? Is it 2015, Abby? November, Sha. Just as the year was ending, I was sitting there in my sitting room. The voice of the Lord spoke to me. Next year shall be your year of reconstruction. 2012, thank you. November 2012. Shall be your year of reconstruction. I say, yeah. God is going to rearrange my life. Okay, 2011, thank you. Thank you. Okay, everybody, you know it. Whatever year, 2012. He said, listen, you know, I came to the church here, I announced it. And everybody, hey, we dance next year because You know that I will never lie. I'm not among those that will say God told me so that me too will look like prophet. No. I fear God. I will not stand and say what I didn't hear. For what purpose? November, less than 1 month after that, they came and demolished this church. See them. See them. See what they did. See. Scatter everything. They started even with my office. That was the altar. They scattered, brought down everything, brought down everything. See the lorry that brought the lorry load of policemen. Scatter, brought down everything. But God said this is our year. Next year. Well, you know the rest of the story. Next year was 2013. It was next year, 2013, that we started reconstructing this church. Amen. And listen very well. God himself was teaching us a lesson. Even the process of conversion of a human being, what is conversion? Conversion is complete reconstruction of your being. Destroy the old lifestyle and brings you, if a man be in Christ, a new creature by a process that breaks you down. When God wants to build you back so that he will take the glory in your life to fulfill his purpose in your life, he will first break you down. The breaking down that you have broken down, your business down, everything down, frustration, begging to eat, is his own process of restoring you. That is the process. He will break you down, then begin to rearrange you. Small, 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 small. By the time he finishes, it will be like a dream. Praise the Lord. So count it all joy. Once you know that you are playing your part, yet things are not going on the way it should go. God wants to give you a healing ministry. You will suffer one sickness or the other. After healing you, then that gift will become useful to the body of Christ. You must go through that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the reason many of us suffer financial setback. That is why some of us fall from glory and we become beggars. We that were givers before. Praise the Lord. For him to make the prodigal son to value his father's place, house, he allowed him. Maybe while he was in the prodigal son, in his father's house, he was looking at it as if it was a privilege that he was still there with the father. After all, he is now independent. After all, he has grace. What did Papa do? He faced every one. God can want to teach him to let him have value for where he has ordained him to be. He allowed him to go out. Then when he went out, then he faced Pepe. I have two ministers in this church that have that testimony, but I will not call their names. Praise the Lord. One brother came to my office. I don't know whether he's here today. The one that Prophet Benjamin, you brought him to me. The one, Prophet Benjamin. Prophet Benjamin was the first minister in this church that they bought a car for. Not me, I was the pastor, but he was the one. They bought him a BMW. Which year was that? 2006.
2006, sir.
Yes. Prophet Benjamin is the first minister that went to China for shopping.
Yes, sir. I bought you suit, sir.
other.
No, sir.
No, I should talk the one way I do for you.
No, sir.
Okay, why did I announce the one way you do for me?
Somebody was jealous.
Praise the Lord. Everywhere was what did they call it? Chowers. The thing got into his head. I was misbehaving. Until it was excommunicated from the church. I'm going to start my own. No crowd will follow me. A crowd will follow me. Hey! It reached a point. You talk my own, I'll talk your own. To be able to eat, he will go and wash cloth for people to have food to eat. He said this is where they live for compound. Then they contribute security 1,000. He said he will not be able to contribute. He said the shame was so much. He said that young man had to harbor him when he had no house to stay again. He could not pay rent. He could not do anything. He will try to go and do ministry somewhere when he reached there. They will gather at the end of it all. Shishi, copper, they're not going to bring for offering. He was so frustrated until he was going to enter anxiety and depression. Why? God was letting him go through that. He was not seeing all this vision you see here now. They call them, they do waiting. He was not seeing until he came back. It was when he came back, amen, that now he has a house.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's not the church, it's not the church that gave him the house. We didn't rent house for him. From left, from right, furnishing of the house is the brethren.
2.5 million.
2.5 million.
For furnishing.
The house rent. For furnishing.
House rents 1.8 million per annum.
And then they furnish
the total packaging, 2,140,000.
Somebody that was begging for 1 naira, 1,000 naira. Somebody. Now he has a car that he's driving.
With AC.
With AC. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will not mention the second person. Because you mentioned what you do, let me talk your own. The same thing. You will, until you have learned to stay where he has kept you. And it is only then you will prosper. When the devil wants to deal with you also, he can do that. But God will allow that devil. The only reason why you will leave a place that God has kept is because some ideas are in your head. That what they are doing here, I can have my own too. You can have your own, of course. But if God has ordained that you will be here, to make you appreciate here, when you leave here, you will suffer. You will suffer. By the time you come back, Prophet Benjamin gathered the prophets and began to warn them. For how many weeks you were talking to them?
For 2 months.
Every time they gather, he said, don't make my mistake.
That's right.
He used the language. He said, not all that glitters is gold. He said, the attraction outside there is not gold. And he said, anybody that gave him prophecy that he should leave bride, he said, he will kill him. You want to finish me? Affliction shall not arise a second time.
Man.
But The purpose before you could achieve, you could not have said this years back.
Yes, sir.
You could not. Now, it is now you value. I didn't say everybody should be in Brother Assembly. I hope you're understanding me. I am not advertising Brother Assembly. Everybody cannot be here. But if God has ordained you to be here, and you live, you are here, and you are not valuing this place, He, God Himself, will push you to the training that will bring you back, and then you can counsel other ministers. And that was exactly what happened to people like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He learned obedience by the things he suffered. Like I said, the training period is usually very, very tough. Very, very humiliating. It is not wilderness journey. It is training for your ministry. There is a wilderness journey. That one is another sermon. But this one, for everyone that God is going to use in a particular area, this is how what you will go through. You need to know it. Hallelujah. He assured us in John chapter 14, verse 15 to 18. That is the assurance.
If ye love me, keep my commandments,
uh-huh.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter,
uh-huh.
That he may abide with you forever.
Uh-huh.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive,
uh-huh.
Because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Verse 18.
I will not leave you comfortless.
You will not talk of comfort if there's not going to be wahala now. That is why he was telling you, he said, don't give up. It's a prophecy for you. Don't give up. Frustrations will come. Don't give up. And it's not just a commandment. He comforts us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, you can understand that statement now. 1 Corinthians.
There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man.
It's common to everyone that God is going to use. So don't say your own is different.
But God is faithful.
He is faithful.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that?
He will not give you what you cannot carry.
But with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
You don't cry. Ah, I want to resign. Ah, I want to resign as pastor. This wahala is too much. Ah, this frustration is too much. Ah, the more you shout, the more the sisters, they paint their legs, paint their mouth. The more you shout, the more some brothers, they beat their wife. Eh? Which kind of thing be this? I go there, they told me to Babi Allah. Every time I go, they beg for money. Meanwhile, millionaires are sitting down there looking at me. Which kind of ministry be this? And maybe God will not call me. And they go, if you resign, hey. If you resign, hey, at that time you will not say, okay. In 1 Peter, therefore, chapter 1, verse 3, this is the advice he has for us.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
uh-huh.
Which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead,
uh-huh.
To an inheritance incorruptible, yes. And undefiled,
yes.
And that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you,
uh-huh.
Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations.
Manifest, different. Uh-huh.
That the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth.
That trial that you are going through, amen. The value of what you will become is more precious than that gold that goes through fire to refine it.
Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto...
This is it. Let that trial be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let frustration push you into doing anything that will bring dishonor to the name of the Lord. Don't go back to the world and say, when I was in the world, I was not suffering. Just because God is processing you for his purpose. Don't do that. And so Apostle Paul in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 and verse 13, also wherefore, has this advice. If for any reason you are no more able to lift up your hands to pray, you are no longer able to kneel down and pray, you are no longer able to walk for God, after all this exhortation and admonishment, wherefore?
Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down.
They hang down because you have resigned.
And the feeble knees.
Uh-huh.
And make straight paths for your feet.
Uh-huh.
Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Mm-hmm. But let it rather be healed.
So that you will understand that whatever you are going through, God is aware of it. Whatever you are going through, God is aware of it. To fulfill his purpose in your life, he has different channels. Promotion will come only after trial. Hey, the three Hebrew children, to become governors, he made them to go through the fire. But the fire did not consume them. For Daniel to be the chief counselor of the empire, he had to throw him into the den of lions. But the lion did not consume him. But it was the way that God chose for him to walk through to fulfill his destiny. Whatever you are going through, let that be behind you. That problem you are going through will not consume you. After all, what is greater than eternal life? Apostle Paul, therefore, he said, nay, in all this, he mentioned the persecution, trials, and whatever he went through. He said, we are more than conquerors. Yes. And when he said conquerors there, is the greatest battle that is fought is the battle of faith. No matter what I face, I conquer that temptation, that trial, because my faith, I did not lose my faith. Job said, even he slays me, yet I will trust him. Even if God slays me, yet I will trust him. That is where he conquered. That you said, devil, you want me to be like this? I will not. I will serve my God. That is where the victory is. More than conquerors, through him that strengthens me. He said, for me to live is Christ. If I die, again. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you count it all joy as you go through the training you are going through until the appointed time. Always know that them that are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. And he can lead you through the waters. He can lead you through the fire. He can lead you through wahala, through sorrows.
Some through the water.
That's our God.
Some through the flow. Some through the fire. Yeah.
so sweet, God's leading their children along. We had a water school flow, but the weary ones flow. God's leading their children along. Sometimes on the mount we hear the song.
When the saints of God are gathered.
Maybe that is your situation. Be comforted, be comforted. Every minister of God, every true child of God, he will lead you through a training before your ministry will start. Glory, we glory in it.
Your neighbor.